Our next presenter is Jeremy Newsom of reallifetrading.com. Jeremy, you have the mic. Take it from here.
Thank you so much, Anka. I really appreciate it. And David, thank you again for the opportunity to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, my goal, my focus, my mission is to pump you up and give you some incredible information, some phenomenal insights into this presentation. My mission is to enrich lives. We're going to be talking about that, but I'm going to be interacting a lot with the chat pane. So be here the whole time. Get ready to press the keyboard. I am going to be asking all kinds of questions to make sure that you fully understand the information that we're about to talk about and discuss, because I personally think you are going to absolutely love it. So let's just dive in and chat through it. This is me really quick. I know no one cares, so I'll go through it very fast. My mission, personal mission, is to enrich lives with mentally liberating education. I personally do that by molding, creating, guiding, assisting intellectual athletes all over the world. That's a cool term, intellectual athletes. Who wants to be one of those people? So the last 11 years, I have been trading. I'm 31 years old, and I focus on candlestick analysis. That is my specialty. So I like what Rob was talking about previously, where he was discussing candlesticks and, you know, discussing their sentiment and how people can use them and approach them. But I'm going to take it a little bit farther. I'm going to discuss the why behind specific candlesticks. We're going to go talk about the psychology and the information as it pertains to individual candlesticks, because in my personal opinion, candlesticks, what's your price action, right? That's what Rob was talking about earlier. And that's what many presenters discuss, candlesticks and their specific focus on how traders are feeling. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the language of the charts. This is what's exciting to me, because once you learn this language, you can read any chart. Just like if you do not know Russian and you pick up a book and you try to read it in Russian, you're going to have no idea what it says. But if you know how to speak the language, you know how to read the language, you can pick up any book in whatever that language that you know and read it properly. I can do that with any chart. It doesn't matter what the chart is, because I have learned this particular language. There are other types of candlesticks that we're not going to discuss in this particular webinar, like Heishinaki candles. There's a few other ones that we can discuss later, but this specific one is just your regular old, plain, old-fashioned candlesticks, the ones that Steve Nissen brought over to the US in the 70s. They give you a visual representation of how traders are feeling and thinking. Feeling. I mean, think about this. If we can know how someone is feeling, we can take advantage of the beautiful feelings that they have, either good, bad, or indifferent. If it's going up, if it's going down, or if it's going sideways, we can learn that. We can understand it. And proper interpretation will give you the ability to read the story of a chart. Let's go ahead and talk about one particular candle, because there are a lot of different candles. There's a lot of different patterns, but I'm going to discuss one very specific candlestick pattern that can be used in just about any market. And if you can really get an idea of how they're formed or why they formed or what they do or how they do it, we can take advantage of their movements. So these are called, and I specifically call them, the high wave candle. I don't know if this is my name for this candlestick or not. I don't think it is. I think this is just a normal name. But what's the big takeaway is it doesn't really matter what we call this. This could be anything. We could call this particular candle whatever you want. If you wanted to call it the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie candle, you could do it. If you want to call it the Donald Trump candle, you could do it. If you want to call it any candle, doesn't really matter. The name is irrelevant, as long as you can understand the why. So if you are interested of learning the why, throw in a one in that chat pane just to make sure you guys can hear me, see my screen, and you're still alive. Woo! There's some ones. My boy Brad's here. Barat's in the building. Robin, Mike, David, Anka, type in a one. Thank you so much. SAGTB is in the building. Gorgeous. All right, so let's discuss the why, right? Like, why do these things form and what do they mean? So this is cool. I am going to read these bullets, because these bullets are pretty important in my opinion. This particular candle that we're about to discuss represents indecision on any time frame. When Rob was going through his presentation, I saw these all across the board. And so again, we're going to discuss what they are, why they form, how they form, what they mean. And we will be discussing a little bit about day trading today. In fact, I'm going to give you an exact day trading plan, very, very focused, very specific plan in the next 30 to 40 minutes as we do this presentation together. I have a lot of presenters. I've been to many, many webinars over the last decade of my education, and very few people actually will give you a very specific trading plan. They always talk about it. They always discuss the importance of a trading plan, but we very rarely ever see it. So again, just want to give a shout out to Anka and David for having me a part of this. this incredible program so we can enrich lives together. Let's dive in and talk a little bit about this very specific type of candle and how we can trade it and obviously make money with it. Okay, so formation, just as a quick tip / quiz, pop quiz, just to make sure everyone's still here. What time does the U.S. stock market open? PC says, can you read me? I think so. Is that PC for like Panama City? This is good now. Okay. So Robin, everyone else is saying 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. That is correct. That's what time the U.S. stock market opens. So as an example, if you're trading the U.S. market open or wherever else you are, this is the opening print for whatever the time frame that you're watching. When I say time frame, the important takeaway from that is these candles will shape up on any time frame. Any time frame. It can be a 5-minute chart, 3-minute chart, 1-minute chart. It could be daily chart. It could be weekly. It could be monthly. It doesn't really matter. But at some point, that time frame has to begin. And the week after next, we will begin a new month and new monthly candles will begin to print, right? So every single time frame, a candle opens. All right, next, at some point, this particular candle has to get some buying or some price increase. Now, one big takeaway is it doesn't specifically matter what direction it starts first. So once it opens, right, it can go down first or it can go up first. It doesn't theoretically matter. Although if you're watching it and you're able to see it form, sometimes it can give you a little bit of insight and evidence as to what the stock might do next. But we'll talk a little bit about that as we show you some real life examples, because we will be doing that in this program. So I'm going to be pulling up some charts, I promise. So the price initially begins to go higher as the demand increases. So what happens after a stock hits a giant wall and the demand starts to dry up? What occurs? Who can tell me? Steve, Brock, Mike, Sherry, what do you think? Greg? Whew, is that my boy Justin? Justin, my man. How's it going, Jay Money? So what happens when the demand? So again, this is the part of the why. When we're discussing like how this stuff happens, okay? Supply takes over because the stock market is a supply and demand. So supply takes over. As the demand dries up, you have so much supply. The only way to fulfill all the orders of the supply is that the price has to drop because that makes people excited about buying again. You got to think about this. This is people that we're trading here. This is human emotion. So the price will eventually drop because supply takes over. You have all of the supply that needs to get filled, that needs to be created and shuffled around, and then the time frame closes. So this is a pretty much, let's call it textbook high wave candle. And this is a very specific type of high wave candle. This is called a bullish high wave candle. That's what this is called, bullish high wave candle. And it is bullish because it closes white. So that means this particular candle has just a little bit more demand in it. People are a little bit more excited about buying for the most part. You have people who definitely bought on this candle. That is a stock market fact, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. There's not many of those, but that is one stock market fact that you can have for the rest of your life. If you see a bullish candle, someone somewhere in the world bought on that day or on that time frame, whatever the time frame is. Now that seems kind of like a no duh, but you got to remember my specialty is explaining really intensely complex subjects and making them simple because it is that simple. There is someone like a real life person who actually bought and they feel some way. They have a feeling attached to that purchase. They hope it either goes up or they hope it goes up. I mean, it's that simple. So if it doesn't do that, there is a visceral reaction. There's like a human emotion that takes place. So let me blow your minds for just a little bit with this little cool definition. All high wave candles are dojis, but not all dojis are high wave candles. So not all dojis are high wave candles. So every high wave candle can be considered a doji, but very specifically, doji is just a very, very, very small, super indecisive candle. I wanted to give you a more specific type of candle to study today. Okay, so a high wave candle often has an actual candle body and not just a line through it, because that makes it a doji, and it should have upper shadows and lower shadows. These are known as wicks, right? So wicks or shadows, those are very synonyms. I learned that word in school at one point. Another word that's commonly used is tails. Does anyone else have any terms that they've ever heard for candle wicks? So we have tails, we have shadows, we have wicks. Are there any other ones? PC says, is this we see as a bullish high wave? Yep, you are absolutely correct. What you have in front of you is a bullish high wave candle. You are exactly right. Great question. Always feels good to get one of those correct. So is that really the main three? I think that's the main three. Tails, wicks, and shadows. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that's called anything else. Anyway, this is a cool little fact. And again, I'm giving you this information as a candlestick specialist. This is just my viewpoint and my opinion, but I do personally believe that a lot of this is factually evident. The longer the upper shadow and the longer the lower shadow, the more indecision. So when you have people buying this thing and you have people buying it, you also have people selling it. No one knows what the heck is going to go on when you see this candle. Everyone's prepared for something, but no one knows what they're prepared for. They're prepared for a fight, but they don't know if it's going to be a selling fight or a buying fight. They don't know if demand's going to take over or supply is going to take over. And what's exciting about that particular candle is the more indecision, the bigger the breakout. Oh yeah. The bigger the breakout, the bigger the breakout. It's exciting because if you want to make a lot of money and something breaks out nicely, it's usually pretty easy to play those trades. And then here's the other part, follow in the direction of the trend. Now I'm going to do something that a mentor once told me to never do. I'm going to give you guys a really, really cool piece of information. But this piece of information is totally useless for 99% of most traders. You ready? It doesn't matter how you determine the trend. All right. So unfortunately, that breaks through like every single, you know, trend trading system of all time. It doesn't matter how you determine the trend because the trend is the trend. So however you determine it is cool. What I mean by that is most people will say, hey guys, I got the coolest moving average of all time. It's this specific moving average. It's a smooth whole ENA, or it's a Bollinger Band, or it's a long-term moving average, or it's a very specific time frame. Doesn't matter. Everything works. Who can finish this statement for me? A lot of you have seen me present before. What's the next thing I'm about to say? Everything works, just not all the time. And I know that sounds really overly simplistic, but again, you have to pick a direction of the trend. You have to know at some point you're going to be wrong. So that doesn't really matter. The market is always right. You just have to pick a trend. You got to pick something and kind of generally to some extent stick with it. It's very similar to like a running program or a health regimen or a quote unquote diet or a relationship. Like if you're going to be in a relationship for any period of time, at some point, you just kind of have to do it for a little bit, right? Every relationship works, just not all the time. At some level, you got to stick to something and just kind of, all right, this is it. I'm going to do this for a while and then see how it works. Step into one if you guys understand that. I'll talk a little bit more about it, but I will. The reason I'm bringing it up is I'm going to show you how you can determine a trend. All right, I'm going to show you how you can determine the trend. I will. I'm going to give it to you. But I'm just letting you know, it's not special. It's not creative. It's not like, oh, wow, Jeremy came up with this process. I didn't come up with this process. It just works. Doesn't work all the time. It works really well, very frequently, but so does everything. All right, cool. You guys are throwing in a bunch of ones. I like it. So let's do this. I'm going to give you my favorite day trade setup and trading plan right now. That's what we're about to work through. It's going to be legit. And then we're going to go back and show you on numerous setups recently how this worked. And then I'm going to show you something really cool that I'm kind of proud of. All right. So step number one in any trade. This is something that Anka taught me, regardless if she knows it or not. I've been watching her stuff for a long time, right? We've met a few times in person. I love that lady. This is one of her first steps. Step number one, what is the trend? You got to track that down, my friends. This should be the first decision that you make before placing any trade. This should be the very first thing. And the cool part is it's the easiest. Every single March, I love the picture that Rob previously showed about, I forget the young girl's name, but the young girl who was 12 years old who bought the iWatch with Rob. I think that's amazing. Really excited about that. I love, love, love education and helping people. Every single March is Kids Month at my company. And I go and teach kids this stuff, right? I go to middle schools. I go to high schools. I go to colleges. I also go to elementary schools. So I have second grade, third grade. If you go to kindergarten or first grade, you know, this is a little bit steep for them. So I normally just have them draw lines and stuff. But once you get to about second grade, you can really start comprehending some of these applications. So every single March, I go to Kids Month. The reason I'm bringing that up is because I have seven-year-olds who can do this. All right, so we're about to do it together. Check this out. Determining the trend is usually the easiest thing to do. It just requires you to listen to your first reaction. Give yourself 2 seconds or less to determine any trend. 2 seconds or less. So boys and girls, I want everyone to do this. All right, for those who are here right now, what is the trend of this thing on the chart right now? Doesn't matter what it is. It could be a cryptocurrency. It could be a Forex pattern. It could be a stock. It is a stock, but it could be anything. Doesn't really matter. What is the trend? Go. You got 2 seconds. Type it into chat pane. What is it? David's got it right. Justin's got it right. Brock's got it right. Nancy's got it right. Steve's got it right. Brad's got it right. Who else is going to do it? We got five people. Robin's got it right. Sherry's got it right. That's fantastic. Right now, by the way, if we were doing a live event, I'm running around the room giving everyone high fives. Okay, that's how this works. Mike got it correct. Beautiful. Anyone else want to take a stab at this? Who wants in on this party of correct answers? Josephine. Woo, nailing it. All right, so the trend is bearish. Boom, we got that correct. So that's step one. Step one is done. The trend is bearish. So what direction are we going to take the trade? We're going to take the trade bearish. All right, congratulations. This is fantastic. That's the first step. Now, Jeremy, what if it bounces and it doesn't go down? Then you lose. Congratulations, all right? I'll be showing you in about 7 minutes an exact mathematical formula that you can create for yourself to determine how much you're going to lose on the trade. Because you're going to lose. Welcome to the club. It's going to happen. Step one, what is the trend? Done. You guys all got that correct. Step two, ready for this? Look for a gap in the direction of the trend. Look for a gap in the direction of the trend. Now, this sometimes does not apply to Forex. Forex can gap, right? Cryptocurrencies, I have not really specifically seen gap because they truly are 24/7. But Forex, I have seen gaps. It definitely can happen. It's a little bit more rare, but I do specifically day trade equities more frequently, and equities gap very often, all right? So step two, look for a gap in the direction of the trend. Here's a great question you guys haven't asked yet, so I'll go ahead and ask the question. What if it doesn't gap? Well, if you're looking at something, you're like, all right, cool, Newsom, I found the trend. What now? If it doesn't gap, you probably won't trade it. Oh no, heaven forbid that you have to sit there and not do anything for a little bit. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? So if it doesn't gap, you probably won't trade it. So if you're looking at something, you can see before the market gaps, before the market opens, if something's a gap. So let's just do a quick example. This blue arrow, let's follow this blue arrow. If this particular stock opened at this blue arrow, would it be a gap? Ladies and gentlemen, yes or no? Would it be a gap? Just to make sure you guys are comfortable with understanding what gaps are, because there's a specific and there's a correct answer to this. All right, and the answer is yes, it absolutely would be a gap without question, right? Because the previous price is right here. This is the previous price. So if it opened at the blue arrow, that would be a gap in price. That would be an overnight move from here down to here. Beautiful. All right, great job. Josephine, David, Mike, SAG, Robin, Nancy, Justin, Brad, gorgeous stuff. All right, so the next on the list, step number three. I'm giving you exact steps. I hope you guys are writing this down. It is recorded, but still. Step three, wait 5 minutes to see what kind of candle forms. What? 5 minutes? Oh man, you're talking about my entire life right now as a day trader. I gotta wait 5 minutes? Oh geez. I know, man, it's tough. Here's the best part. These four words are the hardest part in trading in general, all right? I said four words, four letters. That's the hardest part of trading. Everything that I've done so far, literally every person in the world can do. This part, however, very, very few people can do it. Okay? Waiting 5 minutes. The amount of people that I can successfully wait 5 minutes sometimes, you'd be shocked. I can go to someone's house and actually trade with them, like sitting beside them, and go, all right, David, you got to wait 5 minutes, man. And like, I'm looking at this guy sweating. Okay? The market opens and waiting 5 minutes, he's just sweating profusely. Same. All right. So anyway, that's the hardest part. Cool. We all know that. That's trading psychology 101. So we did gap down. So now what we're going to do on the next candle, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to zoom into this candle and really talk about it. I have a particular trader writing into the chat pane, patience. Woo! Ah, someone's been to my videos before. Thank you so much for saying that. But yes, I spell this word a little bit differently, mostly because I'm weird, but secondly, because I think it's true, right? If you are patient, you get paid, right? You get paid to be patient. So I spell it with a Y, patience. Yes. So Arafat, thank you so much for that. You're absolutely correct. It's all about that patience. Woo! Anka says, I love that. Oh yeah. So we're going to use that forever because that's a thing. You got to get paid. That's how you get paid. All right, cool. Next step. Step number four, determine the stop value and share amount. Determine stop value and share amount. The math formula. How many shares do I get into? Boys and girls, get ready for this formula. We're going to go all the way back to second grade. This is second grade math. Okay. So I know a lot of you are sweating right now because I said the word math, but you got to bear with me. I use a calculator. calculator or an Excel spreadsheet. So it's not like you have to do this in your mind, okay? Even though some of you probably can. So here's what we need to do. We need to talk about this. I have to do this in every webinar that I do because this is the most important part of trading. For those of you who've seen my webinars a million times, sorry, I got to do it in every single webinar, all right? Type in a three if that's okay. Got to talk about risk. I have to. It's part of me as a trader, as an actual trader, someone who actually trades off. Got to talk about risk. If I do a whole webinar without talking about risk, I am just not doing my job as an instructor. So here's the thing. There is an actual math formula that helps you determine how many shares to get into. This is the risk formula right here. It's on your screen. It is in front of you for free, brought to you by this presentation. This is it. Risk divided by difference of entry and stop equals the amount of shares. So you have to simply determine risk. You determine risk. You, right? We can't do that. I can't do that. You have to determine your risk. Normally, your risk is 1% of your account. This is easier when you have more money. All right. It's easier when you have more money. Sorry, there's nothing around. Everything is easier when you have more money. I love money. I love everything that money can do. It is an incredible tool. The more you have, the better you are as a human, in my view of the world. So your risk is 1% of your account, whatever that is. So let's do this, boys and girls. We're going to practice an account with $27,000. Okay. $27,000, that is the amount of risk on our account. That's our full account size. How much is 1% of 27 grand? Who wants to do that math for me again? This is second grade. Brad was the first to get it correct. Brad nailed it. That is $270. Oh, you guys got to feel good about just murdering this math. 270. That is 1% of 27 grand all day, all day, all day. So now we have that piece of the formula. We got that piece of the pie done and done. So next we simply do some other math. So we got 270. Boom. That is the risk. This little sign is a divide sign. So you take 270 and then you, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, you crush these parentheses. All right, back to the second grade, the difference of the entry and the stop. So if the entry on this particular candle, remember I mentioned in a previous slide that you're going to take the break out of the candle. You put your entry below the low of the candle and you put your stop above the high of the candle. That's it. So again, I was looking at all of Rob's patterns and every single one of them, this works, right? On every time frame when he showed a high wave candle and when it broke in the direction, that was the trade. It works, just not all the time. Okay. This strategy works really well, just not all the time. You can make some money doing this, just not all the time. You're going to lose on some trades. It's okay. This formula will help you determine and decipher and dictate how much you're going to be losing per trade. It gives your brain certainty. All right, I'm talking too much. I got it. So now let's do the difference. 3435 by 3405. What number is that? Mike is already there. Terry says, I always start with one option and add up to 500. 500 contracts. All right, Terry, there you go. That's a hefty move, man. That's a hefty, hefty move. All right, so 270 divided by 30. Yep, you guys are getting this correct. Brock, high five, man. Well done. Josephine, straight up crushzilla. So what number does that represent? Who can tell me? Mike's already got it, by the way. Who else wants to throw it in there? This is an exact amount of shares, okay? We have 900. 900 shares. How many option contracts would that be, Terry? Because that's the thing. If you do one contract and it just runs forever, then you missed it, right? You did it with too small of size. All right, this will be 9 option contracts or 900 shares. If you're like, Jeremy, 900 shares at $34 is $30,000. That's correct, right? Because when you're day trading, you often day trade with margin. And when you day trade with margin, it's extremely important to know your risk. Very crucial to know your risk when you're trading anything, but especially options. So here's another example, right? If you have a $34,000 account, you can do a $300 risk. It doesn't have to be exactly 1%, my friends. It can be less. It can be a little bit more. You get to decide. But if you're trading a $34,000 account, you have a $300 risk. 300 divided by the number, it equals the amount of shares. So again, on this exact formula with $300 of risk, you have 1,000 shares. So 1,000 shares, 1% of risk, 1% equals 1R. So if you follow me on Twitter, which my Twitter handle, by the way, is at Newsome Nuggets. If you ever get on Twitter, you can. If you don't want to, cool. I'm also on StockTwits. But the reason I bring it up is because I update my account every single day, right, Robin? Robin's on Twitter. So I share with everyone how I'm doing pretty much every single day, unless it's, you know, the weekend. At Newsome Nuggets, that's my Twitter. But the reason I do it is I send simply discuss and talk about the target and the risk and how I'm doing for the day or the week or the month or whatever. So if you see me say, I lost 2 R's today, that means I lost 2%. If you say, hey, I won 3.1%, 3.1 R's today, that means I got 3.1% that day. So your targets, a lot of people say, when do you sell? When do you sell, Newsom? So if you sell, your target is for 2R or 2%. It's not always going to get there. I got some rules for you about what to do if it doesn't get there. That's coming. I got some rules. I got an actual legit trading plan. SAG says not 2% of risk, but 2x risks, 2% of the account value. That is correct. 2% of account value, that is 1% of risk. Yep, you're absolutely right. All right, so this is, again, my favorite day trading setup. I just want to remind you of that. This is my favorite day trade setup. Happens all the time. It happened on Friday. Friday was, I think, yesterday, if I remember correctly. All right, so step number 5, be patient. Check this out. Woo-wee. Oh man, this is a rule for you folks. Who hates me now? A lot of people will not like this rule at all, but I can tell you it will help you immensely. Insane amount of help. When you get triggered into the trade, only move the stop after being in it for 30 minutes. Someone once told me, I don't know if this is true, Anke, if you can check, maybe Google this. The stock market is open for many hours a day, for numerous hours. I don't know if that's true. Someone told me that though. So 30 minutes is only a small portion of how much the stock market is actually open every single day. So when you're in the trade, be patient. Only move the stop 30 minutes. Mike says, you won't move the stop to lock in profits. Absolutely, Mike, after 30 minutes. Yeah, totally. Love moving the stops after 30 minutes. So that's step 5. Be patient. That's how you get paid, ladies and gentlemen. That is how you make a lot of money. You gotta hold at some point. You mitigate your risk, you lose small, and at some point, you gotta hold. So only move your stop after being in the trade 30 minutes. So let's talk about this for a moment. Let's talk about volume. So notice the volume right here. And notice that volume, how it couples and pairs itself with these candles with nice lower shadows. That giant green volume bar represents what? Who can tell me what that giant green volume bar represents? Arafat got it correct. Who else wants to throw in the right answer on this one? You can steal his answer if you want. It's the right one. It's in the chat pane. Robin is nailing this right now. David says, mucho buying. Yeah. So you have a giant green, you have a large amount of buying, you have people who are excited. And when people buy, they want it to go up. So when a stock does not go up, when a currency pair, when a Forex, when whatever it is you're trading, when people buy and it does not go up, how do they feel? They become a sad panda, right? Sad pandas are showing up because they buy and then they start losing money. So when people start losing money, they sell. And this is, again, my favorite day trade setup. It happens very frequently. Not every single day, but at least 3 or 4 times a week, I can find a trade with this exact setup. And sometimes it works, but not all the time. But when it does work, ooh, can work real well. So you have a bunch of sad pandas that are selling. That's a good thing. And again, only move the stop after being in the trade 30 minutes. So how about we do this? Type in a 6 if you would be excited to actually look at and see a real life trading plan. Like a trading plan that's legit. Like one that's a fully functional, actual plan that you can use starting tomorrow or actually whenever the market opens. You can use this plan. I'm giving it to you right now. I don't know. I've never personally been to another presentation that has done this. So again, David, Anke, thank you for putting this together and making sure that everyone who is here is getting extreme value. This is an actual legitimate trading plan. Steve says, what if it gaps down and then goes up? Steve, then you lose. That's the way that works, right? So we talked about how to calculate your risk. Okay. So Steve, you get to pick this amount of money. How much do you want to lose when you trade? You got to know an exact amount. You got to pick it and you got to stick with it. Mike says, you lose 1 R, period. Yes. Like a Marine. Are there any Marines in the building? Type in a 1 if you're a current or former Marine. I want to thank you for your service first and foremost. My uncle was a Marine in Vietnam. And if you serve in the Marines or just any other branch of the military, thank you for all of our military. I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. So Justin was in the Air Force. Thank you, Justin. I have Marine. I have military-like discipline when it comes to trading. Other parts of my life, I'm working on it. I'm not too bad. I'm getting there. But I have extreme discipline. I'm a stickler. I do not break my rules. If the rule is written down, guess what Jeremy's going to do? That. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. So now I have my R, my risk. What is my risk unit? You get to determine that. Mine's 500. Up to you. You get to pick. What is your risk unit? Okay? Max, 2R loss per day. No trades before 9:33 a.m. Eastern, obviously. Okay? Ready for this one? Check this out. Pull up your company on the 30-minute chart. If it's below the 50 EMA, be bearish. So some of you are asking like, hey, how do you determine the trend? This is it. Put the 50 EMA on a 30-minute chart if you're day trading. Mike says, I just don't understand why you have to wait 30 minutes before trying to lock in profit. That's a great question, Mike. Let's talk about it. Here's the answer. Because it's measurable. That's why. Mike, do you have any other rules in your life that you live by? Like when you have to show up to work or how fast you can drive on the interstate, right? Or how much you have to pay when you buy something. It's a measurable rule. That's the thing. And every other facet of your life and my life, we have rules that we live by. Most people who trade do not have rules. They just trade for whatever. So they just do whatever they want to do, and there's no accountability. They have no reason to find out if they know what they're doing or why. So it's a measurable piece of data. Let's say you and I work together as a trading coach. If I'm an accountability coach, I get to go back and look at, did you stay in this trade 30 minutes? Now, here's the thing, Mike, you can make this number whatever you want. I hope you understand that. This is an example of a trading plan. You can make it 30 minutes if you want. You can make it 7 minutes. You can make it 100 minutes. You can make it 2 hours. I used to have a 2-hour plan where I walked away for 2 full hours. 2 full hours in day trading as an attorney. But you have to have some sort of measurable piece of data to determine, did you follow your rules or not? Because if you don't have anything measurable, then how do you know if you did it right? So that's a phenomenal question. So happy that you asked it. Kathy says, is the high wave bar 1 minute or 5 minutes? Great question. It could be either. It can be either. But in this exact presentation, Kathy, this has been, I've been talking about for day trading, 5 minute chart. But it can be either one. All right, step number two of this trading plan. Plan for a gap below the previous low of the day or a gap of the previous high of the day. That's it. Plan for a gap below the previous low or above the previous high. Watch for a high wave candle and take it in the direction of the trend. So watch for a high wave candle, take it in the direction of the trend. Step four, take a maximum of 50 trades a month. A lot of traders take 50 trades a day, and I don't know why. That's too many. If you're not making money. If you're making money, then I guess you could keep trading as much as you want. But if you're stressed out, if you're annoyed, if you're frustrated. So Mike, since you're an engineer, am I right, Mike? You're definitely an engineer. Since Mike's an engineer and likes very specific details and really, really likes to know his information, this can be any number, right? You get to pick your number, but it's a measurable piece of data. Measurable. I can go in and see how many trades you took. You get to pick this number, but it should not be a massively large number. It should be a small number so that you can see how well you did. Because I'll tell you a little secret that very few traders, especially brokers, will tell you. But here it is. Here's the secret. If you can't trade profitably over 500 trades, let's say 50 trades, you probably shouldn't do 500. You probably shouldn't do 500. More trades very rarely makes it better. All right. Bam, we're rolling. Number five. I hope you guys are either writing this down, taking notes, or printing out the screen, or just watching the recording. Whatever you're doing, I love it. Number five, if you exit one trade in the first 30 minutes of the day for less than 0.7 Rs, be done for the day. Whoo, dang, that's a specific rule. Oh my gosh, I love that rule so much. In the business, right, in the trading business, this is called the positive carry rules, right? Number five and number six. Anka knows all about that. Positive carry. Because if you make less than 0.7 Rs, the chances that you take another trade and then you go negative is huge. Type in a three. If you've ever made money in the first 30 minutes of the day and then you gave it back later day because you were trading bored. Let me go ahead and type in my three because I've definitely done that in the past and it's stupid. Your goal as a trader is to make money. So once you're up, you've made money. So walk away. This is a measurable rule that we can have, that we can dictate, that we can follow. We can determine if we like it or not. Now, the next positive carry rule is if the net result of two trades is 0.7 Rs or less, be done for the day. If the net result of two trades is 0.7, that is so stupid. You know how much money it took me to learn that stupid rule? You know how terrible I traded for so long to figure that dumb rule out? Oh my gosh. I would take a third trade and then a fourth trade, fifth trade, and I would take a sixth trade, and then I would take a seventh trade, and then I'd finally make $170 on the day, and then I'd be done. And it'd be like 1:30 in the afternoon, and I wouldn't have eaten breakfast, I haven't used the bathroom yet, I haven't brushed my teeth, and I'm frustrated, my heart's all beating fast, I'm annoyed. You know how long it took me to do that? This is so simple. If you take two trades and you're winning, but you're only winning a small amount, be done for the day, because the third trade's likely going to lose all. Because the cool part is, again, if you have a plan, you can figure out if you followed it or not. And if you didn't follow it, then naughty, naughty you. All right. So once a trade is filled, do not move the stop for 20 minutes. Again, it can be 30. It's up to you. You can totally make it whatever number you want. Here's number 8. Plan to exit everything at 2 hours. If that hasn't been hit in 120 minutes, exit if profitable or move the target farther. This one is a little subjective. This one is up to you. It takes a little bit of practice. You're going to have to put some time in front of the screen for number 8. But again, I get to go back as a performance architect and go through and figure out, did you follow your blueprint or not? Mike says, would you do partials? You can do partials. Yep. I definitely do partials. So that you're going to want to build that into your plan though. You're going to want to have a rule. Like, when do you do partials? All right. Number 9 is a fun one. Man, I've seen so many people fail at number 9. Once you set up a trade, right? Once it's in the broker. This is so beneficial. Like, I can't even explain how terrible I did for so long, for the first 3 years of my trading, to figure these stupid rules out. Man, and they're so basic. Number 9, how many of us, type in a 1 if that happened to you guys. Come on. I'm going to throw the first 1 into the thing. You set up the trade. You canceled it. It would have triggered. It would have worked, and it just ran. You would have made so much dang money if you had just done nothing. So frustrating. So now I put it in a plan, and now I follow it with surgical precision. I do not break my rules. I don't have the ability to open up my webcam, but if I did, I would show you all of my trading plans that are on my desk right now. Every single one of them. I got like 6. You can hear them. Right, that's the sound. They're laminated, pro status. Every single time I take a trade, I pull up one of those things. I read the rules just to make sure I'm not breaking any rules. Because if I break a rule, guess what happens? Ladies and gentlemen, how come no one here has ever robbed a bank? Why is no, at least that we know of. Why is it that we don't know of anyone here who has robbed a bank? Why is that? Because pain comes from robbing a bank. You should not do that, right? Don't rob a bank. Ultimate pain will come. You will go to jail. Most likely. I've done all of these pains, by the way, every single one of them. So there now needs to be some type of consequence. What's the consequence if you go 100 miles an hour in a school zone? You risk a lot of lives, you put lives at danger, you get a nice hefty speeding ticket. So there needs to be some sort of pain. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, this is the part that no one likes, but that's the psychological reasoning why many people will not succeed at trading is because they do not implement pain. You got to do something wrong if you lose money and break your rules. You can't be mad at yourself if you lose money because that's a guarantee in the market, right? You can't link pain to losing on a trade because that will absolutely happen. It just simply will. It will occur. And then obviously if you trade wise, you know, reward yourself and others. Reward yourself. Is it donating money to a charity? Is it helping somebody? Is it buying something for yourself? One of the very first things that I did when I started realizing this is I bought a refrigerator. Man, I bought a brand new fridge where every time I would open the door and like I'd go get some grapes or a strawberry or some water or a Coors Light or whatever. Every time I reached in the fridge and that beautiful cold air hit me, I was like, man, I'm awesome. That's just what I said to myself. I don't know. I felt good about it. I liked the fridge. I didn't even have an ice fridge for the longest time when I was young. So it meant a lot to me, right? I loved AC. I didn't have a lot of AC as a kid. You know, I was poor, whatever. Everyone's real poor. So that's the thing, right? Reward yourself and others. Do something exceptional. Do something great. So here's a cool part. I will say this. If you want, just diving right in. It's very simple. I'm just going to spell it out. I have something that's really cool. I've been offering this product a lot. This is not a course at all. This is you watching me work with other traders. If you think that's interesting, if you like that, you can. So I've donated and spent a lot of my time over the last 4 or 5 years helping traders become better and perfect their craft. So if you want some recordings of me and another trader actually doing this, we can. I'll show you what one of these looks like just so you can have like a general idea of what one of these looks like. So I'll bring this over just to give you an idea of what some of the videos that you're going to get. Like, these are quality videos. All right. I spent like 73 hours editing this.
All right.
So this is me on stage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we have a very special part of today's
coaching a specific
program.
This
was more or less a little bit impromptu, but excited.
All right, so I'll kind of
outside
zoom
candle.
Yep.
So like you can see his exact trade. You can see his screen. You can see my screen. The audio is done in microphone. It's a high-end product. Okay, so you're gonna get. That's what I'm talking about. Like you're gonna get to actually see me coach with other traders specifically. Justin says he bought it from a previous webinar, and they're awesome. They really are, man. And thank you for saying that, Justin. I really appreciate that. Yeah, they are good. They're really good. So I'm not saying that this is a course. This is just literally, if you want to watch me not only do that, but if you also want to watch me day trade, you're also going to receive 20 hours of me day trading. So if you want to see me do all that, then great. We got 10 minutes left. This is my actual cell phone number. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go show you two trades that you could have taken on Friday with this exact plan that I showed you and would have made so much money. It's insane. Well, I guess however much money you wanted to make. Could have made a lot of R's. You could have done very well. You could have protected your profits. You wouldn't have lost. By the way, I just want to let you guys know, this is my actual cell phone number right here. This is it. So if you text me right now, Justin has texted me before. This is my legit cell phone number. No one's texted me yet. Okay. But if you guys want this, there is a price to it. It does cost money. I'll talk about how much money in just a second. It's not expensive. All right. So let's do this. Let me come out of this really quickly and I'm going to go pull up a chart. So remember, I mentioned a 30-minute chart. Okay. 30-minute chart. Who can remind me of the moving average that I talked about? What moving average do we use to determine the trends? 50 EMA. That is absolutely correct. All right. So here's the 50. Can you use another moving average? Of course. You can use whatever moving average you want, but this one does work well. All right. So here's the 50 EMA. So this is the 50 EMA. So let's just look at whatever chart this is. So whatever, this is Shopify. Okay, cool. Shopify. What's the trend right now on Shopify? Who can tell me? Trend is bearish. Bun. Done. Over. That's it. So Shopify, bearish trend. Okay. Netflix. What's the trend on Netflix? Go. Up or down? What is the trend on Netflix? Up or down, up or down, up or down. Bullish, bearish, bullish, bearish. Okay, it is down. All right. So if we go back to a 5-minute time frame on Netflix, ladies and gentlemen, what type of candle is this right here? Who can tell me? You all should know the answer. What type of candle is this right here on Netflix? Bang, you guys learned something today, right? So that's valuable. That is a valuable tool and an asset. You have now learned what a high wave candle is. This is it. So Netflix was below the 30-minute 50 EMA. It gapped down. So remember I talked about it gapping down below the previous low of the day. Previous low of the day, right here. That's the previous low. It gapped below it. Who wants to tell me how many shares you would have shorted on Netflix? Entry here, stop right here. Just like we discussed. So let's use a $300 risk unit. $300 risk unit, how many shares would you have shorted on Netflix? With this exact setup, $300 risk, how many shares? We got 7 minutes. I'm doing perfect on time. I know, Anka, you're going out next after me, so I won't take any of your time. How many shares? 282.63 minus 278.16. That's a difference of, come on, guys, you can do faster math than that. 447, 300 divided by 447, 67 shares. Now, the thing is, you might have looked at that trade and go, you know what? I'm going to do a lot more. I'm going to do 100. I'm going to do 200. I'm going to do 300. And I'm not saying that would have been a bad idea, but I am saying it's a bad idea when it doesn't work. So you want to have your risk stay the exact same at all times. So you could do 67. If you want to round up, you can do 70. All right. The next candle comes in, inside candle. Next candle, you're triggered in right here. How many people are terrified about this candle, by the way? Who's terrified about this candle, right? I love this candle. Look at this bullish volume coming in. Bullish volume. This is another high wave candle. It's another one. So now if it breaks the low of this candle, man, all this thing is going to do is just sell. It's going to sell like the Dickens. It's going to sell like JCPenney stock. You have another high wave candle. This is 20 minutes into the market on Netflix. 20 minutes and then we just tank. And you guys all know what happened on Netflix. We just got crushed. I mean, it just dropped all day long. All day long. So you're talking about 2 hours for 2 R's. It's coming. So there it is right there. There's your 2x risk. So if you're using $300 risk unit, that is $600 of profit in one day with this exact strategy that I showed you today. The exact same one on Friday. Now, Roku. You're like, no way this worked on Roku. It definitely worked on Roku. This is the 5-minute chart on Roku, right? High wave candle right here. There There's the high wave candle. That's it. Here's another high wave candle right there. So you had two. You had 10 minutes to get in bearish on Roku. If you're like, Jeremy, how'd you know Roku was bearish? I mean, guys, look at the 30-minute chart. 30-minute, 50 EMA. 30-minute, 50 EMA. By the way, this exact same strategy worked on Roku on Wednesday as well. Let me go show you just in case you guys don't believe me. Look at this 5-minute. 5-minute high wave candle on Roku. This was Wednesday. Look at this high wave candle. As he said in The Gladiator, are you not entertained? So here's one of the cool things I want to talk about, just to brag a little bit. I do want to brag. I'm in something called the World Series of Day Trading right now. It's a really cool product, really cool program. And there's a bunch of teams. There's a lot of teams on this. And right now, I'm second. So these are the amount of points scored, okay? So again, shout out to this guy. That's awesome. It's amazing. He's got a lot of people on his team. They're doing very well. But second, it's not bad. It's not terrible. I'm friends with this guy on Facebook. I'm friends with this guy on Facebook. And my team is second. So the product speaks for itself. It's definitely useful. There is a cost associated with it. If you want it, just text me. I'm totally 100% sold out for you and I working together. So unfortunately, I'm like 97% booked for that. For me trading live at your house, that's sold out. But if you want the fly on the wall special, this is it. And it's very simple. Just text me if you want it. 352-246-4596. Again, you'll get 30 hours of recording ranging from day trading options, stocks, forex, futures, swing trading. You're going to get 20 hours of watching me day trade. Sherry says, how many stocks do you track every single day? Usually about 4 or 5. Great question. What's the next question? Usually about 4 or 5 stocks per day. So the trade I took on, I was watching PayPal, Netflix, Baba, Tesla, and Roku. That was what I was watching on Friday. Any other questions? I got 120 seconds left. What do you guys got for me? I like to fill up that hour, man. That was a full hour. Kathy says, do you choose different stocks every day? Yes, I do, right? Because we talked about stock gapping below the previous low or above the previous high. That was number 5 on the trading plan. Sherry says, how do you find them? With a gap scanner. You can find them anywhere. You can Google it. Gap scanners are easy. They're everywhere. But again, you can also, if you want to check this out, I mean, you're going to be watching me day trade. So if you do this, Sherry, you'll see. You'll see it. You will find out exactly where I go, all that good stuff. It's very easy tool to use. Bob says the difference between a doji and a high wave candle. High wave candle has a body and a doji does not. So this is a doji right there, Bob. A high wave candle looks like this. So high wave candle has a body and a doji does not. Pete says, are you influenced by the direction of the overall market? No, I am not. Great question. I just look at the chart. Justin's texted me. Beautiful. No one else has texted me though. Man. Well, if you guys want, you can text me at any point. You got my phone number. I threw it out there. 352-246-4596. I'll be available all weekend. That's my time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being a part of this. You guys are incredible. I really appreciate it. You are amazing. And until next time, love life.